there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to LD 92?
Good afternoon, Senator Rosen, Representative Warren, and members of the committee. I'm Walt McKee. I'm here on behalf of the Maine Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, and I sent up some written testimony last week because I wasn't sure it was going to actually arrive. I wasn't sure I was going to be here today, but I think this discussion was helpful. But before I say anything, I want to say that I'm a little divided about this, and I'm a little divided because I remember when Greg's son died. In fact, I went to his funeral. And it was tragic, as they all are, but I was struck in hearing about Greg's son. He was a veteran and had some real challenges and was a real, just a very real person, to anybody that knew him, and it was very touching. And so I would offer just this part. I think there are two pieces here that are already covered under Maine law, and I think that it's important to recognize those pieces and then maybe a way forward. I can't be here for the work session, so I'll give you the way forward before I step down. The first part is that it's already illegal, as you probably know, under Maine law to furnish drugs to somebody else. Kind of goes without saying, but 17A, Section 1106, very specifically provides for felony-level consequences for somebody who furnishes a drug to another person. Straight up felony, no doubt about it. And this bill really relies on that as it is. Second of all, in response to Representative Roman's question, there is a Good Samaritan statute. It's in Title 14 under Section 164, if you want to cross-reference that. So it does allow for protection from civil liability, not to get sued for helping somebody out, which should go without saying, but that's been around for a while. I think that probably the better way to address this particular situation, since the upfront conduct is already a felony conduct, is to add this as an aggravated sentencing factor. And I say that because I think every judge would probably do that anyway. If you're going to convict someone for furnishing drugs to somebody else, that fact is going to be there. They're going to be convicted, and there's going to be a sentencing hearing. And a judge is going to say, well, tell me more about this. And the prosecutor, I think, if they're worth their salt, and I know they would be, they would say, oh, wait, by the way, judge, this wasn't just somebody giving somebody a drug. Here's kind of how this all played out. And, by the way, judge, in the course of seeing that this person had such significant problems, they literally walked away. So they not only provided the thing that nearly killed them, but then they walked away. I can't imagine a judge would not consider that a very serious aggravating factor, but you can hedge your bet here. And if you were going to address this in the way I think it perhaps should be addressed, is to add that as a factor that a court must consider, that if that situation happened, if from the bill with some tinkering, I think, to make sure the language is tight, then you would be forcing a judge to make that a mandatory consideration, a consideration they already would have, but one that they would have to take into consideration in sentencing a defendant. That defendant wouldn't be getting some, straight probation sentence if they would in the first place anyway. That would clearly be more significant. So I stand before you a little bit, I guess, with a heavy heart, even having to address this issue. But I thought I should because I provided testimony before I even realized this was Greg's bill. When I saw him here, it didn't connect to me that was related to his son's situation. But I do think there is a way to address this without creating a new crime, but adding it as part of an already existing crime.
Any questions for Mr. McKee? Representative Corey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've never hung out when people use drugs before, but and I know this may be a bad question for you, but obviously you've probably worked with people that have done stuff like this. Do people generally use drugs when they're with their dealer? Is that generally how
sometimes
it goes down? Sometimes?
Yeah, I mean sometimes yes, sometimes no. I can't say it doesn't happen, but I think it clearly does. The view that there's a dealer in a certain way that comes and goes. That's one view of it, and then you have kind of the small town way, which is the dealer is just somebody who happens to bring it there with them at the time. So I don't think it's unrealistic to expect that they might actually be there watching it happen and then watching the effects.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to LD 92? Anyone to speak neither for nor against? This ends the public hearing on LD 92.